Blog Talk Radio. Because of New York, the storm, and our towers in New York, and we've been having lots of problems with the internet on that. The girl called me and told me, so, well, you might have a little fluffy mother. Just hold on. We're going to get there. I say. I want to tell you, this Sunday is the last Sunday in this month, the first of the month. Now, you should be established what you want God to do for you. You should be already planted your seed for what you want. You know, and once you do that, you establish your seed is in the ground. You establish your seed is for your family. The seed you done put down is for growth. You already did that because we're going into the second month now. We're going into the month where things is coming out. Bridges falling this month. People jumping out of buildings this month. You're going to see highways collapse. You're going to see wars and rumors of wars. This is the Bible talking. So I want to tell you, when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I should not. David was making an announcement that I have hooked up with God. And can't nothing. David, if you notice the scripture, a lot of people preach that scripture at a funeral. It ain't got nothing to do with no funeral. It's got to do with relationship with God where you're in the physical world. The Lord is my shepherd. Thou shalt not want. That got to do with you right now, man. Woman, that got to do with you now. And, you know, they go to a funeral. I get so tired of these preachers. They read something that all they know. Because they don't understand the language of what David was saying. David said, I've been there, did that, so I know the Lord with me, so I'm standing tall. And then he said, and then this should get you. He said, walk through the shadow of death. He didn't say he died there. He walked through there. He know about it. I wish I had somebody. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I'm praying for you and you today. Mother Frances, I'm praying for you down in Algiers. I always pray for you. Mother Rosie Cook, I'm praying for you this morning. And I want to tell you, those have come in the queue to ask for power. And I want to give you the power of the Holy Ghost. I come to motivate you, to stimulate you, to tell you that 2022 is going to be a positive year. And we're sick and tired of what's going on with this COVID. Fannie Lou Hamer said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I want to quote her. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of people not embracing God and not embracing prayer. You know, they want to go to the ball game. They don't want to go somewhere and sit together and pray. And so we're gonna beat this thing. It's spiritual. We're going to beat it because it's a spiritual thing. You know what I'm saying? And I said that. So I want you to get ready for a breakthrough this morning. And I was talking to Ann came to me and sat beside me. I think it was yesterday. She come all the time. You messing with me. Said, Bishop, let them go to work. Put my people to work. Okay. I did that. And after that, my grandmother came and sat down and told me, and I was over in Maryville yesterday praying for some people. On my way back, I could see my father in the car. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I know I wasn't smoking no pipe. I could see the pipe. I said, he was in there. I said, now, what you want? He just went to the labs. I just come by. See, when I tell you stuff like that, you go crazy. He must be crazy. You got to know the spirit, how to deal with the spirit, and become spiritual-minded. Oh, my gosh. Well, you can able to master the evil that come around you. I was picking up some forces, and they come to me. I said, this lady ain't come to me in a long time. I said, I wonder what she wants. And I know she come to me and told me something. I said, thank you, kind spirit. And Mary Hawkins' mother came to me, and she came and sat beside me. And I said, can I tell her? No, don't tell her yet. Because something got to take place for you to get her the information. Thank you. See, sometimes you got to wait till the full of the moon, wait till the moon wasting away, wait till something break. You might hear a dam break. You might hear that. We're praying this morning for the families that lost loved ones. and those that lost them in Chicago, Detroit, with all the killing going on, the spirit of Abaddon, the evil spirit, is among us. A friend called Purvis Spann, Sandell Spann, said she was out on Cole Avenue. The guys, two young boys, 13, 14, put a pistol, took her car. She gave the car the pocketbook. She said, I can get some more of that. This is going to show you how much your evil is in our young folks, and ain't nobody trying to chastise them. One girl get killed down in a little village from Mexico. She wasn't even a citizen. They talk about we need centers. We black folks need all of that too. You know, we need reparation. You know, white folk, when you talk about what happened in slavery, white folks uncomfortable. What you uncomfortable with? You know, your ancestors done murdered my ancestors. You get uncomfortable when the truth come out. Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me. I'm talking Holy Ghost. I'm talking Holy Ghost tonight. Holy Ghost this morning. What happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma? It took just about 20 years, more than that, 100 years to find out what happened. They depressed it. They always keep stuff from you and tell you a lie. All them people got killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ain't nobody said, here's reparation for the building, for the church, for all that. Ain't nobody said that. It just happened. Ain't nothing just happened. Evil men and evil women got evil on their mind, make stuff happen. That's real talk. Evil people make stuff happen. Witchcraft and magic make stuff happen. What happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma is happening in Chicago, Detroit, California. You got the Republican right now is with Putin. Putin doing a good thing. You had Donald Trump talking about he doing Hitler playbook. What Hitler playbook? Kill 6 million Jews, then the white folks turn around and want to kill 6 million black folks out of Hitler playbook. Oh, this is the Holy Ghost talk I'm talking. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But on Monday, Dr. King Movement, we're going to talk about Hitler playbook and how it played on us and how the Jewish playbook is playing on us right now. The Jews took from the Hitler playbook and, you know, Hitler put the Jews in camps and looked like they're trying to put blacks in camp and the political fallout that's happening now. But I want to tell you this morning, God is still in control. And I want to tell you this morning, the handwriting is on the wall. And I was talking to a young lady this morning. She gave me a message. She said, y'all ain't listening. You ain't listening to the storms. You ain't listening to God talk. God is talking every day. You ain't listening. The floods, the tornado. He's not only speaking to America. God is speaking to the whole world. He's speaking truth, justice, and equality. Until you can understand that, hell gonna break loose in your house with your family because you have been strayed away from the teaching of God. Glory, hallelujah. Sunday morning with the bishop, here I am to tell you all is well, to tell you the Hebrew boys didn't bow. Daniel in the lion's den, he sat down and waited on God. Could nobody read the writing on the wall? But they had one man they had to go get to read the writing. And you might be the woman that God needs. You might be the man that God needs you right now. I want to ask this in this morning. What is your assignment? Is your assignment to go to work and come back? Is your assignment is to get drunk and tear your body down, the temple of God, smoking dope, crack, cocaine, sniffing glue, whatever it takes? Is that your assignment? If that's your assignment, you got assignment from the devil. You got assignment of evil. If you ain't got no love in your heart, for God so loved the world, He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him this morning shall not perish but have everlasting life. What is your assignment, man? Woman, what is your assignment? Is it for somebody to beat you down and call you, this is my wife or this is my husband, for me to cut you, beat you, and you say, that's my husband? He don't know no better. What is your assignment from God? Not from no man, not from no woman, not from your mama, dad, sister. What is your assignment? Is your assignment to stay in poverty? In Genesis 17, and I think verse 5, I think God said, and God said that, I'm going to change your name from Abraham. I'm going to change your name from April to Abraham. Is you ready for a name change this morning? Is you ready to say, I'm successful, I'm happy? You being sad, you being beat, you been talked down. People don't want to help you. You still crying. Is you ready to say, I have changed. My name is success. My name is I'm going to get what I want. The name is my name has been changed from nothing to something. My name has changed to I can endure and fight the evil forces that come against me. What is your name this morning? What do you want to do this morning? God bless you. This morning, we started early this morning. This is the last Sunday in the month. Count up from the 1st of January up to now. What have you accomplished? Have you still been sick? You still going through something because you won't let go? You still holding on to old stuff? Let it go. And when you let it go, this is that 14:14. When you let it go, God going to step in. Somebody owe you, won't pay you. Somebody talking about you. When you back up and give it to God, it ain't your fight, it's God's fight. When you give it to God, something going to happen quick, fast, in a hurry. Glory, hallelujah. This morning, God bless this morning, I say. Now, I don't know why I've been picking the spirit of Bishop Mason. Bishop Mason was sanctified. He started Sanctified Church. When I see two men sit down, and I know they get power when it was in the physical world. You know, when Richard Allen sat down and Bishop Mason sat down, I know it's power. I mean, this the LME Church and St. Paul Church have come together in the spirit. So Bishop Mason said, Bishop, preach to these folks. Don't compromise. And Bishop Richard Allen said, Bishop, I'm 100% with you teaching these folks and making, get them activated. What's wrong? The mothers have left the children in the streets. So the children sticking up, shooting, doing all that. And I'm going to ask a question on my show coming on from 9 to 10. The first time I'm asked, where is your child? Okay. And some of you ain't got no children because you done killed all of them. I know y'all ain't liking me this morning. You done had so many abortions, your womb is a walking cemetery, and you won't repent to be cleansed. Oh, glory. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I didn't mean to say that, but I had to say it because it's on my lips, and I got to put it out there. You got to repent, sister, brother. You got to repent. Here's your boyfriend to kill 4 or 5 folks. Oh, he's so bad, and you done killed 10 in your womb, your own meat and flesh. You got abortion. Because you didn't want to have the baby right now. I'm working on my career. I don't want to have the baby because that's the wrong man. Where did you lay down with him anyway? Hello. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to leave that alone. But that's some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about next month. So it's going to be a hot topic next month. It's going to be spiritual uplift next month. So bring your pencil and paper and get ready to change your mind and change your route and change from going to the bottom to the top. Get ready to change, because that's what happened to some of you. You got women that having babies, and they take all the baby money, everything, and give it to some nigga. Excuse me, give it to some nigga. I got this call. And they broke. The children ain't got no shoes, ain't got nothing. And the government sending each child is $350 more than that. And I know the Hispanic people, I know one lady come from Mexico with 10 kids. They're getting government money. They're getting $2,000 or $3,000. That's wrong. That ain't right. Okay? But it's happening to God step in and change it. See what I'm saying? Here's you been here all your life. You can't even get a food. You can't even get food stamps and much less get a medical card. They come here with a medical card. They come here with a place to stay. When I think it was $13 trillion, probably more than that. They brought them people from Afghanistan. They put them people on the army, put them in the army barracks, got them jobs, and got them situated, and gave them money. And they getting money now. Taxpayer. Them people ain't paying no tax because they come from another country. Okay? So our tax money, our Social Security money is being spent with somebody else. So when you put in for a claim, you can't get nothing. But by and by, somebody going to read the writing. And when they read the writing, it's going to change. Glory, hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, get ready for a breakthrough, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, I want to tell you, God bless you, Sister Renee, Sister Gina, Sherry, God bless you. I got your text. I want to tell you, Karma William, God bless you tonight. And I just want to let you know, I got your text last night. I just want to say God bless you. And I want to tell Sister Miria, don't get worried hanging now. Mother Bass, stop being disobedient to your girls. Do what they say and get healed. You don't know when do you want to die or not. You ain't got the call. Let me tell y'all this here, what I can tell you. You got to stand in front of a train. If it ain't your time, you ain't going nowhere. Huh? God do that. The doctor told one of the mothers of the church, well, go home because you're going to die. The mother is 90 years old. The doctor been dead 40 years. She's still living. Can't nobody call what's going to happen to you but God. And when you're living a clean and straight life, you can tell death, get away from him. Evil, get away from him. And whatever you need in your body, live along, go to the spirit realm and pull it down. But you got to have faith. When you got faith, you can pull down what you want quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm praying for you. There's no stars on earth that healing will take place. Healing will take place. Mother, I'm praying for you. Mother Pearl, God bless you. You got a long life before you. And I'm praying for you and your family, lost your husband, but there's no sorrow on earth that heaven can. And I got a prophecy for you. He gone on, but he looked back and said, thank you. I don't want you to worry, because he said, you know that I had to go, and you know it, but you didn't push me. You just let me go ahead on. I say, I'm talking now. Thank you, kind spirit. But on Tuesday, I'm going deeper into crossing over. Y'all don't know what that is? Come Tuesday from 9 to 11, I'm doing a crossover with your loved ones that you need to know about. And I don't care what you drink, I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to cut no corners. Whatever you're doing, I'm going to let them tell me, and I'm going to tell you. If it's good, all right. If it's bad, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on with your life for 2022. Let me say it again. I'm going to tell you what the ancestors are saying. What's going on with your life, man? Woman, what's going on with your life? Is you in the right place? Is you doing the right thing? Whatever they tell me, if they curse you out, I'm going to curse with you. Whatever they tell me to say, I'm going to say it. I ain't going to cut no corners. I say. I want to get ready to open up some doors for you. I want to give you the prophecy that I did for 2022. I didn't get all of it, but I gave some of it out. Okay. Thank you, kind spirit. And Sister Regina is going to read the prophecy. You want Sister Regina read the prophecy for me? God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
God bless. I'm glad
you
hear your voice. It sounds like you're going to another level. God is doing something for you.
Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you. Go ahead on.
Okay, world prophecies for 2022. There would be an awakening of the body and mind about the virus. People will realize that it's deeper than they think. There will be people bonding, coming together in unity. There will be micro machines that will hook up to a person to heal the mind, body, and soul. there will be passengers going to space, those who can afford it. There will be cyber wars and space wars coming from different countries. Phasers will be developed that can point and destroy things. People will leave their cities and live off the grid. People from another planet will be called out or discovered. Oh, wow. Flying cars will be available for those who can afford it. There will be more people in tune with the universe that can fight negative spirits. The virus will go away in 2022, but immunity will come with an herb from the ground. Pharmaceutical companies will be caught for not doing anything for community service. Weather is changing with more storms, floods, global warming all over the world. Government, as we know it now, will change to more direct connection to the communities. The UN will have different human rights violations against America for not taking care of its citizens. There will be a war in the Middle East and South Africa. Civil war. There will be a new tool found in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt. There will be a new planet, black in color, called the Dark Planet. In religion, there will be a drastic change in denominations. The churches will need to change their language to hold the people's interests. Churches will be dealing with the mind and natural healing. The church is being attacked demonically. People will learn to remote view, meditate, and astral travel in 2022 and 2023. A tomb in Egypt will uncover things we didn't know. It will revolutionize the people. It will allow people to astral travel and become clairvoyant at the same time. There will be lots of floods globally and sightings of UFOs throughout the world. There will be devastating, powerful earthquakes in California. There will be floods in Michigan. Downtown Chicago will flood underground. The Gulf areas will experience 7 key hurricanes back to back. And lastly, Chicago and Minnesota will have only a few days of blizzards, and that's it for the season. Hello, Bishop.
Yeah, bless you. I enjoyed that. I want to add to that.
Thank you.
You can say there's something I didn't put down there, but we're going to have blizzards in the Midwest area, but down in Florida, down around Texas, you can have hurricanes coming, and people got to come in. And the hurricane season is going to start early. I want people to know living in them areas. You say, I'm going to Florida. I'm going to, them hurricanes are going to come so bad, you got to leave from there and come back, because the hurricane and the water are going to take some of this global warming going to make that you might not be living right there over the right there by the ocean. It's going to take it back. So what that means, that we're going to have an early hurricane season, and 7 hurricanes going to be devastating. That's Florida, down around New Orleans, around Texas, where all the water, people got to move inland, okay, even down in New Orleans. Down there, you know, we had to see New Orleans was named Orleans first. It got flooded, so they named it New Orleans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that if you down there, you got to move across Lake Pontchartrain to go closer inland, because the water gonna come back. Ain't no pumps can stop it. This is God. When they hear from God, you got to understand, how come all this stuff happening now? Men is disobedient to God. So they're not listening to what God's saying. What I'm saying this morning, you got to listen to what God's saying. You understand what I'm saying? I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Now, you can read that 10th number of Psalm, because I'm talking about it this morning. Read on.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And so it is.
I say. Now, I want to tell you before you get off the air, do you have any testimony you want to give? Because I'm asking for testimony because this is the last Sunday in this year, in this month, and this is the first month. I want to say this for you. Say, I've found out this month been a month of trying times. It's been a month of dreams. You know, people have been calling me with their dreams, but I've been dreaming of wars and rumors of wars. So everybody that is, you know, you done heard of somebody got killed. You know, somebody got AIDS or somebody got COVID. So it's a mass of evil planet. It's a mass of evil taking over the planet. And why that's happening, Bishop? Because we're not in meditation and prayer. In your cubicle, in your house, you need to set your altar up. You need to go to it and pray before you go out. Because you got people that are possessed with evil spirits. They don't even know what they're doing. Children possessed. Okay? You got old people possessed. Okay? You can't solve a problem with a gun. You can't solve a problem bombing Russia and Russia bombing America. You can't solve a problem shooting a missile up, destroy something. That is evil. If we keep doing that, we're going to die of food. And Dr. King said, quoting Dr. King, if we don't find how to love each other, be with them, we're going to die. We're going to destroy our own self. And the Bible said we will destroy ourselves if we don't make a change. When I say we, all the globe got to change from the radical violence of stand they take. And it didn't start with us. It started with the violence of our ancestors. Now, right now, we should be talking about reparation where you can go into business. We should be talking about, they talking about a black woman being a judge. That's long overdue. The black women took care of the slave master children. When he got tired of he had sex with them, then you get all them different names and we different colors. So a black woman being on the Justice Department don't really mean nothing. The masses of the people got to come back to God and come back to loving each other, you know, and black men have to step up and stop being loafers and step up and pick up the children and get the wives to move up. And most of them that's in position, they suffer for themselves. They're not really trying to reach down in the bell, in the trillion flow, to pick somebody up and help them get to the next level. Here's three white men going to the moon. They got all the money in the world. How come they got all the money? No. How come ain't nobody else got no money? How come ain't no black billionaires going to the moon? How come we ain't got no black companies like General Motors, like Black Motors that make cars? And we don't even have dealerships. So is something really wrong with what's going on? Until God, until people read the writing on the wall, we're going to stay in doubt. Thank you, Kathy. Now, you can tell me what you have to say.
My testimony is that God is blessing myself and my family. He's keeping us safe and protected. And I've been on this new job a month now already, and I like what I'm doing, and I really like the people that I'm working with, and we're helping a lot of people. That's it, Bishop. Thank you.
My prophecy for you, you ain't going to be there long because God's going to take you to another level. Well, you're helping people, but you're going to help people worldwide. God's going to put you in a position where you're talking to people in Africa, people in Rome, in Italy. God's going to put you in a situation where you're going to do better and you're going to reach up more folks. That's prophecy. I say. Now, thank you,
Bishop. Thank you.
I'm going to 3884. Do you have a testimony this morning? Quickly testify that we're going to another level. 3884. Now, I'm going to tell you, don't get disturbed. What is your testimony this morning?
Hello?
Yeah, what is your testimony this morning?
Oh, I thank God for waking me up this morning. And I thought that I was going to be real depressed when my husband passed, but I am not, because he told me that he was ready to go. And so I didn't try to hold on, because when God get ready for you, you got to go. And
well,
I am worried.
Going on.
And I'm glad, and I hope he's in a better place. And he, because he was suffering here, and it's no use in trying to hold on to nobody when they is down like that. And so I hope he's in a better place, and that's it.
Well, I want to tell you this, what you know. The hips, whatever he got it when he was in the service. It was a long time. Whatever he went into. I don't know whether you're in the Vietnam service, but whatever service you at, that condition, he picked up from the army, if you know that. But I want to tell you this here, that God has already showed you that a year ago that he was wrong. Because your mother said that you always have a spiritual gift, and you break down and cry, and after you cry, it get over with. You cried about his death last year. That means you ain't crying now. Hello? As the month come, you kept saying, Lord, is it me? Lord said, no, it ain't you. But he know it. You already know who it was. You kept it from me and everybody else. Your family didn't know it when you know. Your children didn't know. Okay? But you already know. I'm talking to you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want all is well. And I want you to know this here. That God have already made you ready for the journey. See him off, okay?
Yes,
so you're all right. Keep yourself anointed, And now, let me tell you what happened. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Your grandmother sat down at the table along with your mother. Your mother was very pleased with you, okay? And your grandmother was giving your mother because you are the one that got the award because you did something that nobody else do in the family. They couldn't do. Okay, so you took care of the whole family. So you already blessed, okay? Thank you. And I want you to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. And what that means, and I want everybody to read that going into next month. I want you to read 23rd number and Psalm 119. Read it four ways. Y'all listen to me. East, west, north, and south. And make your request. Glory. Hallelujah. Let me get out of here and let you go. Thank you, Mother, for that prophecy. Amen. For your testimony. Amen. Testimony come and go. And God be to you. I'm going to 8138 for your testimony this morning. Your testimony.
I thank God for waking me up this morning, and I thank God for clothing me in my right mind, Bishop. Sometimes I be depressed and don't know why. I be depressed a lot lately. I don't know why.
Well, I want to say to you, young lady, that let go and let God. You can't worry about what somebody else is doing. But I want to tell you, you need a 23rd number song. And you read Psalms 119, read it four ways. And in reading it, you say to God, take all of this away from me that's been put up on me. Okay? I'm going to talk to you and tell you what you need to do to move the hex and the curses. They're already off of you, but they were sent. God is moving them as I speak now. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for that prophecy. Thank you. I'm going to 0884 for your testimony this morning. you're on the line. Your hand up, 80-0884, your testimony. Thank you, kind spirit. Well, your testimony, I want to tell you, well, you testify all is well. And some things you worried about, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the children, because the children are going to be taken care of by God. If the lady don't do right, the state going to take the kids. Okay, I'm going to let you know that. I'm talking to you. The people from the world are going to take the kids.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, I'm going to tell you this here. This girl is on drugs, and she's getting all the money away, and she's getting big money for them kids. But somebody been called in already on her. So you get together with the family, and y'all make a decision what y'all want, because she's not fit to take care of the kids. And I don't want the kids to be the state to take them, because they'll send them with somebody else. They'll send them to white folks. White folks are taking kids now because they're getting that big money. I know a white lady right now, she got 10 black kids. She's getting big money. She got 10 black kids. She went and filed, and they gave it to her. Taking care of white. She's there for the machine. Said she's there for the kids, but she's there for the money. Okay?
Yeah.
That means the money to buy the $250, guess how much money she getting? She getting big money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm telling you, you get with your family, sit down, y'all don't even send it to her. When your family get ready, y'all call down there and say, look, we want these kids, or we want these kids to be somewhere safe where we can be. That's got to be done, because ain't nothing good happen to that. I don't want them kids to be, I don't want them boys to be raped, and them little girls to be raped by the people she messing with. Okay?
Yeah.
And she ain't going to say a word. I say. Mm. Now, any other testimony you got?
I don't have no other testimony today.
God bless you. This is the last Sunday in the year, the last Sunday of this year, 22. You should make a provision of what you're going to do and how you're going to carry on. I'm going right now to 4119. Let me get on the line. Okay. 4119.
Good morning, I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that me and my family, we're all healthy, and God is protecting us each and every day. Can you hear me, Bishop?
Anything else? Yeah, what is your testimony?
I'm grateful that I'm alive, and God is keeping me and my family healthy and protecting us each and every day.
Well, that's good. I thank you for that testimony. And I want to say to you, it's time for you to move up. It's time for you to go to the next level in your life, expand. And what that means for you, it's time for you this year to go find you a house with your name on it, and where you can pull your family. When your family come back together, you can say, this is our house. Come out, no apartment. Come out, a house. And you got the will and the way. Come out, depending on nobody but you. And you put yourself in it, and God gonna bless you with your own house. Ain't talking about nobody trying to help you. God gonna do that for you. So you begin to look and begin to name it. And once you name it, you can claim it. God bless you this morning. This is the last Sunday in this month. So we're going into a new month. So you should be able to take care of what God wants God to do for you. I'm going right now to 1638. God bless you. 1638, you're on the line. I want your testimony, and I want you to read Daniel chapter 5. You're on.
I'm just glad to be alive, and I thank God for every opportunity that he allowed me every day. Okay, I'm going to Daniel. And
Daniel,
I'm going to Daniel chapter 5, verse 2 through 7. And it says, Belazar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring gold and silver vessels with his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his prince and his wives and his concubines might drink thereof. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, brass, iron, wood, and stone. In the same hour came four fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that his joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smite one against another. I now read for you Daniel 5, chapter 5, verse 2 through 6. May the Lord add a blessing to his word.
See, the king was using God's tools unholy. You are a anointed vessel of God, people. And God look on you as to lift him up, not lift him down. So when the king got through the handwriting on the wall, can you read the handwriting on the wall this morning that all is well? You can claim your healing. I'm praying for somebody got cancer, cataract, tumor, high blood. They have a problem, breast cancer, cancer in the stomach. Now, all the stuff you got, God can heal it. They didn't give a man a shot because the man wouldn't take the shot. Yeah, he needed a heart. They wouldn't get to him. But you got to understand, the doctors didn't want to do surgery on the man because they didn't want to catch the disease, okay? Now, when you in Rome, you have to do what Rome do, okay? You have to render the body to render to Caesar what it's Caesar. Need to take the shot, take the shot, you're going to be all right. Because God going to get it right back out of you just to get what you want. But some of them is so stubborn and so much evil in them, they don't even see that God is in control of everything. The handwriting on the wall is saying, people, you ain't listening to God in the Middle East. You ain't listening to God in Chicago, Detroit, California. You ain't listening to God in America. Do you know most people die not of COVID-19, they die of drug overdose. They die of these opiate pills right here in Illinois, right in Mississippi, Arkansas. More people die of taking those pills. Where them pills come from? The pharmaceuticals come and keep making them pills. Aspirin, all you take all that, and your system getting clogged up, and you die. You die because you're taking drugs when you need to come off of drugs and come on to God. Let me say that again. Come off of drugs and come on up to God. Can't no man do it for you. Can't no woman do it. Nobody but the Almighty. I rebuke. And right now, I'm praying for brothers that's in jail because of a political problem. Okay? And a girl called me this morning earlier. It's a bishop. I see where you said, Larry Hoover need to get out of jail in jail. Yeah, they ain't did nothing. With what's going on now, these people killing people in the wall, they got them boys there for life? For life. Trump and them need to go to jail for life. All them people storming the White House. They got 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. Here's some guys that was legend, and they got life. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. And the people that put them in jail, they dead. The judge dead. The DA dead. Okay? Now, did nobody arrest nobody for killing Mark Clark and Fred Hampton? The hit was on Mark Clark, and it really was on Fred Hampton. It was on Jeff Ford. It was on Larry Hoover. But they couldn't get them because they had people around them. You don't know about the Chicago hit. This was did by the state's attorney, Abraham Hammerhand. Oh, I'm going deep now. They were supposed to kill not only Black Panther leader, they're supposed to kill all the other brothers, the Vice Lord leader, because they didn't want blacks to be able to have a voice in Chicago. The Teen Nation marched for construction. They marched for jobs. And somebody said, we don't want them So we're going to kill them because we can't stop them because they're going to be a political power in Chicago. Okay, that's what happened. So after we couldn't kill them, we sent them to jail for life. If you don't believe it, Google it and ask what they went to jail for. Do your research. Don't have to listen to me. These boys in jail for life, and they didn't have the stuff, the bombing. Here's a man bombed downtown. He out of jail. Here's a man killed President Kennedy, and he getting out of jail. See what I'm saying? Here's the black. They in jail forever. They don't want him back on the street. Thank you, kindly. That's what I'm going to say with that. Now, I'm ready for you, Dr. Chris, with your testimony, whatever you got to say, go ahead on. Don't forget, if you got a need, plant a seed, go to my website, bestseedabrahamjoseph.com. Going into next year, going into next month, read 119 Psalm, four ways, east, west, north, and south. When you read it four ways, kid, you make your request. And your request is what God going to do for you and what is your assignment. Okay? Y'all better hear what I'm saying. It ain't talking about what your children's assignment. Talking about what your husband's assignment. Talking about what your wife's assignment. What is your assignment? What God wants you to do to be in peace and joy and love? Everybody on the line, God got something for you to do. And you can stay depressed and have a heart attack and stroke and go to the doctor. They're going to send you back home. Because God is not through with you yet. Okay, Dr. Christian, you're on.
God bless everyone this morning. I really don't have a testimony, Bishop. I can only say that right now is the time we all need to elevate our minds and spirits, and because it's so easy to get depressed and it's so easy to give up. And it's time not to give up. It's time to get strong. It's time to pick ourselves up and move forward. And that's what we need to do. We can't think about the past. We can't think about how people hurt you, mistreat you, abused you. We need to think about where we're going now in our lives, enjoy a portion of it, and keep moving forward as time go on. Yes, the devil going to put his foot on your neck. Yes, he going to walk on you sometimes. Yes, he going to hold you down sometimes. But he can't keep you, because whatever God got for you, you're going to get it. And if you don't give up, and that's the key, if you don't give up, you're going to get what belongs to you. And that is my word for today. God bless you.
I thank you for that word. And all of them, and so many, I can't get to everybody today. But I want to say it to you. I just see God doing some things in your life, in everybody's life today, that you can be a help to somebody. You can be a blessing because God got something with your name on it, and God's going to bless you. I say. I just feel that the angel Michael Raphael, you know, Gabriel is the angel this month. We're getting ready to go into next month. And as we get ready to go into next month, we're getting into the movie, and the angel is going to do something special, so you get ready for doors to open up for you.